Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, I told you, I said I got to get back from commercial quick because I got to get to some more news on this NBA investigation of gambling. Look, man.
Because we just don't know what to say.
But here's what's now on the table. No pun intended. Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups has now been charged in an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia.
The mob's now involved, allegedly.
Law enforcement sources have told ABC News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier was arrested in separate but related betting case. This will continue to completely go down. As now, again, I read, Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups has been charged in an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia.
Yeah, Dusty brings in his phone and goes, read this out loud. I'm like, Chauncey Billups has been arrested. Oh, my God.
He stopped right before mafia.
Hey, Chauncey.
All right, I'm just gonna take a quick left hand turn because I know you'll all laugh at this one. As we follow this investigation, there's a website out there that I really like for the business side of sports called Front Office Sports. Okay,
yeah.
Right?
Familiar.
And their reporter Ben Horney is covering this.
No, it's not. That's not true.
H O R N E Y.
His first name is Ben.
Yes, Ben. I'll show it to you right now. Ben Horney.
Ben's Ben Horney.
Oh my God,
dude!
How many followers does he have?
812. I guess he's fairly new to this thing. He's been on since December of 2016.
Ben Horney versus more names that come out.
So yeah. Ben Horney says, follow along to his site because he's headed to Brooklyn for the U.S. attorney.
Can you imagine?
Joseph Nocella Jr. Joe Nocella is running this thing.
Oh,
and FBI Director Cash Patel. Follow Ben Horney at Ben Horney for details.
So in this story, we've got Ben Horney. We have a guy named Cash.
And we got a sitting coach and the mob.
And the mob. Oh, and then there's Terry. Then there's Terry Rozier, who like an hour ago, Bob goes, "Will we hear anybody else even of note?" Terry Rozier's down here.
Yeah,
now.
Terry Rozier. Who? Oh, we got a sitting coach, the mob, and Ben Horney.
Oh my! And then there's that doctor for Lamar Jackson's name's like Penis.
Yeah, Dr. Penis. Yeah,
this is all real stuff. We're not making this up.
Then you had Dr. Rosen.
This comes from Daniel Logston on Twitter. Hey, Bob and Dusty, who's playing Chauncey Billups in the movie? Denzel?
And the new picture from an Anthony Rosati has just gone up. And it's Chauncey Billups playing poker, and the cast of The Sopranos is watching him.
Oh, man. Golly.
Dude, I know Chauncey grew up in Denver, and I grew up in Jersey, so maybe we got a different view on things. You don't want to get in bed.
This is, wow.
Has anybody called Anselmo?
Hello, America?
Yeah. Holy smokes, man. I mean, this is the biggest story of the day.
It's the biggest story of the year.
I'm changing Good Morning Football to the news.
Yeah.
We got ABC's on 12. Is that right?
Yeah, because Good Morning Football is like, this doesn't involve us, at least not now.
Well, it's not going to be on Good Morning America.
Well, Good Morning America, I think here is on tape delay, though. So put on like regular ESPN. I'm sure Greeny and Golic are yelling about it, right?
Or is Rex Ryan talking about how Patrick Mahomes isn't that great?
Hey, tell you about Patrick Mahomes. Oh, he's very good. And I love feet.
I'm just here for the bang.
Okay. Yeah.
No, ESPN's talking Packers and Steelers.
Well, I'm surprised they haven't thrown. Well, they're in bed with the NBA, right? The ESPN, aren't they? A pretty big deal with the NBA.
Okay. So we're going to spend a lot of money.
Could be interesting to see how ESPN covers this. ESPN bet, NBA, a lot of stuff going on. They're trying to sell 10% of their network to the NFL.
Alex Gold, who will join us in about an hour from now, says the NBA better pray it's just an illegal poker operation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
it's true.
If games are being rigged, and we're all going to find out. It's going to be huge, dude.
Oh, boy.
But do you think it would, honestly, and again,
Tim Donahue's doing right now.
Yeah, he's like, they told you. I'm the only one.
Yeah.
Do you think this story would be as big if it was just a poker ring, though? Because that doesn't really, to me, grab people.
When's the last time Chauncey Billups really made you pay attention? A big shot for Detroit back in 2000.
20 years ago?
Yeah. I was going to say, we didn't even really know he was coaching.
I mean, I'm with Alex, man. You're like, you better hope and pray. If you're Adam Silver, show me his best.
Okay, here's ABC's latest tweet. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier is among six people charged Thursday with turning professional basketball into a criminal gambling operation by using inside information to place unlawful wagers, law enforcement sources have told ABC News. That's not poker! They have used inside information. You're not busting up an illegal poker ring going, you cheated! They're not getting involved in that, folks.
Maybe this is hyperbolic, and I just want to ask this question out loud. Is this something
I think it's all fair to just throw out there right now.
If this is something that is as serious as it may be, could this possibly shut down the NBA this year?
That's a good question.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Like
this, is the league like, not on the case, up and up?
If this is worst case scenario, then yeah.
I mean,
like, how do they cover the games tonight? Like, do you mention it? Are the games on ESPN tonight?
You better believe.
Oh, my God, they are.
ESPN has the games tonight?
I think so.
So Miami,
yeah, it's the 6-9.
Yep.
Yeah, let me read more of this for you guys, just to kind of keep you updated. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier and former Cleveland Cavalier player and assistant coach Damon Jones were also charged in separate but related illegal gambling cases. They're among the six people charged Thursday with turning professional basketball into a criminal gambling operation by using inside information to place unlawful wagers, law enforcement sources told ABC News. Mm-hmm. Continue to read that. That's the money line right there, guys. A criminal gambling operation by using inside information to place unlawful wagers. A lot of jail time if these guys are guilty.
The thing that's crazy, too, because I like this text from the text line, and this is from the 816. Yeah, the poker thing is just to get people there. Then they're making the side bets.
Could be, yeah.
Because I'll be honest with you, we play poker in my garage every once in a while on a weekend on Saturday. And I can almost guarantee you, Bob and Mac, the minute two of the, you know, eight guys get there that are sports gamblers as well are like, what do you have on tomorrow's game?
Yeah.
What skin do you have for Sunday? You think they're any different?
No.
Because this is a proof in the pudding.
And let me tell you, I got a guy that's hurt.
You are not bigger than anybody else, whether you are an athlete, whether you are a salesman for whatever company. We're all humans here. The law is the law. And like Jim Carrey once said in Liar Liar, stop breaking the law, a-hole. And this is something that is going to be absolutely, like, this.
And imagine if your friends had inside information and millions of dollars. Imagine those combos and the
side
bets. Hey,
Chauncey.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, is he playing next week? Uh-huh. Nah, I think they're going to sit him out. And then so-and-so is going to be out as well. So, like, we should be all right. Okay, so I should take the overall. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, dude.
I'm also in the same mindset because Binkley's in for goal or for Cody today. So it's Gold and Bink. And you know Binkley wants to come in and just absolutely shred the radio airwaves with Chiefs takes and all this. You know, these haters like Dustman saying to be humble, F that. And then Gold's the gambling guy. And, you know, Gold, this is Gold's dream.
I mean.
Because Gold's big into, like, nothing's rigged. Everything plays out. Yeah,
which I'm that way, too.
And I've been who's been the script guy for the last 15 years?
Bobby Betts over here.
Yeah.
Don't call me that today.
Yeah, it's true.
But I
see the DEA come in here and be like, hey, or the FBI.
Yeah. How'd you know the Giants were going to beat the Chargers?
Yeah.
Because I watched games before.
Hello, America.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just continuing to watch all this stuff come out. You know, earlier this week, the NCAA approved legislation to allow college athletes to bet on professional games. So you had that
too.
That happened on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have college coaches, Bill Self and Tom Izzo, railing against the state of college basketball and how awful it is. Then you have the NBA tip-off. Everybody liked opening night. Charles ripped ESPN. They had a great time on that show. The games were fun. It's, you know, good opening night, opening two nights. And then after opening night's out of the way, we've arrested a coach and a player. There's going to be six guys charged in this, an assistant coach, as we just saw, that I read from wherever that guy was. Who did I say was the assistant coach? Cleveland Cavalier player and assistant coach Damon Jones was also charged in separate but related.
He played with LeBron on the Cavs way back when.
So, never mind. Nobody's off the table right now in the NBA.
No.
Nope.
That's all I have to say. We will continue to break this story down for you. We'll try to squeeze in as much as we can with the Chiefs and some news yesterday in the MLB that could really make the Yankees be a lot like the Dodgers. Stay here. We'll give you all the news that keeps breaking today with the NBA gambling ring that has been announced. We'll dive more into it on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Nate Taylor coming up in about 5 minutes from the text line. I kind of thought that 35-0 call was rigged.
For the last 8 years.
Yeah.
I was so close.
Bobby Betts. Now all of a sudden it starts to get closer and closer. Coincidence?
I think not, right?
Exactly.
I've been telling you guys about this script stuff, and nobody wanted to believe me years ago. And here we sit going, oh, no.
Press conference for this gambling ring. Again, we will give you all the details once we get more and more of it. But let's talk a little bit of this Kansas City Chiefs football team. while we have a minute before we get going.
Good Morning Football just tweets out. Which first-year NFL head coach has had the biggest impacts?
Like, they are just staying away from this whole thing.
Favorite pizza toppings, go. Yeah. Favorite villain in a Disney film, go. Mount Rushmore of steaks.
Oh, God.
Steven Spector, number one, sirloin.
Yeah.
But no, we'll get more involved with that when more comes out. We've got, like, it seems to have been an eternity because it's been 30 minutes since anything has really ever dropped. Or has dropped since the news of Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier being involved and arrested in a gambling investigation by the FBI and the Eastern District of the New York City. So more will come of that. They'll have a press conference at 9. We'll play the highlights of that. But Chiefs, Washington on Monday night. Guys, this turned into a game that could be close to a game that just go out there and win it. Right? Mm-hmm. Marcus Mariota was announced yesterday. He will be the quarterback for the Washington Commanders. They play at Arrowhead on Monday night, on Monday Night Football. So, again, you get a team that is in a massive disadvantage. This time, you get a team without their quarterback for the entire game. You beat Baltimore very easily, 37-20 without Lamar Jackson, basically in the second half. You beat Detroit with a dismantled secondary. You beat the Vegas Raiders with, I don't even know if Geno Smith's considered a quarterback anymore. But now you get Washington continue to take care of business and get ready for the game that is in week 9, Buffalo Bills.
Well, and I also think, too, this is why, you know, when you look at a schedule at the beginning of the year, it changes dramatically. Because at the beginning of the year, this looked like a pretty good quarterback matchup, right? And Washington has kind of fallen apart a little bit, kind of decimated by injuries. And now they don't have their starting quarterback out there that everybody wanted to see in this Mahomes versus Daniels kind of matchup. It's now Mahomes versus Marcus Mariota. Doesn't ring as sexy, if you will, about that. But, like, Washington, to me, is one of these teams that they got a lot of problems. It's not just what's going on there. I was listening to a little bit of our sister station yesterday out in Washington to J.P. Finley, who will be on with us tomorrow at this time, and he had this to say about the Redskins.
The Commanders have forced just 3 turnovers all season and have suffered from major coverage lapses and poor tackling. Mm. That is all accurate, dude.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you'd love for this to be inaccurate and you could fight back and be like, nah, that's not right. That's all right.
It is.
So they don't pressure, they don't create turnovers, and they don't tackle. What do they do on defense? Yeah, how are they going to suit up and go against the Chiefs on Monday night if you just heard one of their guys go, we don't tackle, we don't cover, and we don't rush the quarterback all
baseball
that
player.
Well.
He doesn't hit. He doesn't field. He doesn't. Okay, so what does he do?
Right.
What does this guy do?
What do you say you do here? Well, we're just along for the ride in all of this. And so that's kind of where they are. But, I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, from an offensive standpoint, that 11.5-point spread that jumped up the other day is looking really good right now, especially. It's not just because they don't have their quarterback, but obviously defensively they're not getting it done in Washington either. And that's something that the Chiefs should lick their chops against and take advantage of. It's been 4 straight games, in my math, of 30 or more points for this team. Let's make it a 5th game in a row where we put up 30 or more points. And you have the opportunity to do that now against this wounded team in Washington.
Yeah, and I think this is a game where it's, you know, you're gearing up for what I think is the nuts and bolts now of the NFL schedule for the Kansas City Chiefs, right? You're playing Washington on Monday night against Marcus Mariota, win that game. Mm-hmm. You'll play Buffalo the following week. You'll have a bye week. Then you'll play Denver and the Colts. And if you can get everybody right and get everybody back, because we heard the Trey Smith information earlier from you that yep. He should be fine.
Should be fine, yeah.
But again, the offensive line going down always scares me because it always seems like when everything is going right, something seems to pop up for the Chiefs. And it was that offensive line in 2021 when they played the Bucs in the Super Bowl and then just got absolutely throttled. And where my take earlier, and I'll ask this to Nate as well, because I think he'll agree, is I'm not saying that what the Chiefs are doing is great and fun, but also let's look at it, you know, from a level-headed perspective. Yes, they're winning, and yes, they're beating their teams by a lot of points. But if we say the same thing about Buffalo being 2 and whatever against teams that they've beaten, like, the Chiefs aren't beating anybody that is of noteworthy. So, again, you could say, well, Detroit, you know, beat Tampa Bay. Well, Tampa Bay was beaten to crap. I mean, Mike Evans goes out. Chris mm-hmm. Godwin's not playing. Ibuka was half of himself. There's no Bucky Irving. So, again, I'm not saying that you can't have fun with this Chiefs team. Let's just, like, lower, you know, where we're at. I think there's a lot of people like, best team in the league. No one can beat them. They're unstoppable. So, but
is there really a good team in the NFL this year?
I mean, yeah. I mean, the Chiefs are, again, I'm not saying the Chiefs are bad. I'm not saying you can't be having fun with it. But we'll ask Nate Taylor. Go ahead. Get to Nate Taylor.
He's the only man in history to win a race in a hot dog costume and break national NFL news.
It's baby laugh.
Here's Nate Taylor from ESPN with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. It's a Thursday, 8:25. Nate Taylor joins us as he does, ESPN's Chiefs beat writer. Nate, can you protect your boy here? I'm catching some strays. Is it okay to stay a little humble right now with the Chiefs? I know that they've, you know, shown some true colors these last couple of weeks, but again, I brought it up. They beat the Giants with Russell Wilson. They beat Baltimore, who was completely, you know, dismantled. They lose to Jacksonville. They beat Detroit, whose defense was a little beat up or a lot beat up. And they beat the Raiders, who are the third or second worst team in the NFL. Yes, they've done it. They've been, the point differential is there. But it should be noteworthy to stay a little humble, right?
That's totally fine. I think that's pretty reasonable, honestly. You know, we have this game on Monday against the Commanders, but it's all a sort of a prelude to the showdown in Buffalo. I thought much of the first part of the season was, could the team be trending in the right direction before they play the Buffalo Bills? Because that could, you know, at least have some say in the who has, you know, the inside track to the one seed. I think that was, especially once we knew Rashee Rice was going to be out for six games. So there's a number of factors, right? Now you have Rashee Rice. They got through those first six games. They are relatively healthy, which most teams cannot say at this point. But, yeah, they still have plenty to prove. They have what I can't even believe is a very fascinating game against the Indianapolis Colts. And then you have a quick turnaround against the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. So we'll know more in these next six games or so, and then we'll have a true sense of what this team is, I think, after that Indy sort of Dallas five-game swing in November.
Yeah, that's going to be obviously a tight week coming up in a couple of weeks against two, I guess, a good team in Indianapolis. Dallas, I'm never a believer in, but I'll go back to the question I asked Dusty before you jumped on. Who really is that good team this year in the NFL? Because I think you could poke holes in every single organization right now.
Isn't that the beauty of the league,
yeah,
right? Because I still have a lot of faith in Green Bay. I think, you know, because they are the champions, a lot of the benefit has to go to the Eagles in terms of, like, hey, I'm not going to doubt those guys. We know how talented of a roster they have. When it comes to the AFC, the Colts are good. That's just a fact. Like, them going to Los Angeles two times now, and honestly, you could have argued they should have beaten the Rams. But hey, maybe they should have lost to the Broncos instead of the penalty happening and then getting a second chance for that game-winning field goal. So you can poke holes in just about every team. The thing that I've always said, and this is starting to become the trend for this season too, is beating the Chiefs in September, and if you're the Buffalo Bills, even beating the Chiefs in November is not the same as beating the Chiefs in January, because they continue to get better over the course of the season. And that's what the 17 games and an 18-week schedule sort of present to them. How do you get better? How do you get in the right position to have another playoff run, to possibly go back to the Super Bowl? Will the Indianapolis Colts get better, or is this the high mark for them because they are 6-1, because they have the best record in the league? Who's to say? I don't know. They're good right now. But that could change, you know, in another 6-7 weeks, right? I think because of at least what we've seen from the Chiefs in the last five games, right? Once they had Xavier Worthy back, I know there was the collapse in the last minute against the Jaguars, but they could be 5-0, guys,
yeah,
in the last five games. So I see actual improvement with the Chiefs. Now, I think for the Colts and teams of that nature, it's like, well, can you sustain it? Can you actually find ways to get better over the course of the season? The Colts' defense, you know, not the best unit, but hey, their offense is playing really, really well, so I have no issues with them. I think Jordan Love's playing at an awesome level. He's kind of going under the radar for Green Bay. I know they had that weird game in Dallas that ended in a tie, but like, will Green Bay get better over the course of the year? I would tend to think so, just because Matt LaFleur and his coaching staff have done a really good job of doing that consecutively. So there's a lot to look around at this league. I know the trade deadline's coming up in a few weeks. We will know more as the season goes along, but the whole point for the Chiefs is just get better week after week to where you're ready to really go in January.
Nate, when you look at the – I want to bring back the Indianapolis Colts because One thing I think the NFL is gets lost in is the matchups, right? And you look at the Colts, right? The advantage is Jonathan Taylor in that offensive line. I know Ty Warren has been a stud tight end.
Yep.
And Daniel Jones is, you know, keeping things afloat out there. And they're 6-1. That's awesome, right? But what the Chiefs seem to do is to take out running backs. And I love that matchup against the Chiefs. This matchup against Washington, Marcus Mariota, right? Like, is there really anything to worry about? Or do you worry about, like, how you can just stay focused in this game if you're the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, you know, I was hearing you guys right before I came on. I think the benefit for Steve Spagnuolo and the Chiefs defense is you do have legitimate tape of Marcus Mariota this year in this offense, right? We know Jaden Daniels missed a few games beforehand, so you should be prepared, right? This isn't a situation where you go, oh, man, he hasn't played all year. We don't really know what their game plan might look like. You should have a general idea now because he had to come in relief in Sunday's game against Dallas. And look, Marcus Mariota can still use his legs. We know he's a bit of a dual threat. He's a lesser version of what Jaden Daniels presents to another team. But I just love the idea that this is another chance for them to show them being the Chiefs, another chance for them to show, like, okay, like, you did it against Baltimore. You really handled the Detroit Lions in the second half, and you never let the Raiders get in that game. So it's about having a killer instinct and not letting up and not playing down to your competition. If they do that again, it's another sign of, hey, you're improving. You have Rashee Rice. I know you just said earlier that, you know, the Commanders don't tackle well. I'm like, well, that's not great because, you know, Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice are in the middle of the field, and you kind of need to tackle those guys to have any chance to stay over the top when it comes to Tyquan Thornton and Xavier Worthy. So the Chiefs will have plenty of options in Monday's game. They will be obviously the home team, but just do what you're supposed to do because there's nothing that should surprise you about Marcus Mariota because you've had plenty of time to study what he's done this season.
So do you expect Rice to have the game that he did last time be the top targeted guy, or do you expect each week it's just going to be somebody different? Because that's where I am. I don't care who the number one targeted guy is. I love the way they worked Rice back in like he never left before. So more of the same, or do you think it's basically what the defense gives you? How do you kind of handicap this one?
Yeah.
Maybe a bad day to talk about handicapping prop things. Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. By the way, did the Portland Trailblazers play a basketball game last night?
They did, and they lost.
Holy smokes, man.
So they played in Portland last night because Chauncey Billups was arrested in Oregon. They drugged that guy out of his bed at like 5 a.m.
Yes. I was just talking to Mac about it. I was like, so you mean to tell me that, like, did they like follow him to his house last night and then arrest him?
I don't know. Like, did they just
drag him out of his bed, like you said? Like,
yeah. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping they went in there with like one of those things that they bust door downs with and found him and drug him out of bed.
That's got to be the wildest situation, man. It's like, whoo, okay. And they're like, yep, he's home now. Yep, he's home. We can take him down. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's so funny you mentioned that because I think Patrick has alluded to this. Like, hey, if you're open, I'm going to throw you to football. Like, having this assortment of skill position guys, he should not really have to hold the ball a ton. He should, you know, still get out of the pocket and extend a couple plays here and there just to keep the defense honest. But, like, hey, if the Commanders can't rush the quarterback with much success, and, you know, I know you said that Trey Smith is expected to play this week. You know, we'll see him probably on the practice field today. So, hey, if you have your starting five with, you know, Jalen Moore in place of Josh Simmons, then, hey, get the ball out in less than 3 seconds, and let's see if the Commanders can tackle. So it doesn't have to be Rashee Rice. I think the Chiefs were so determined to make that guy feel good, right, to give him, you know, hey, you've been waiting for 6 weeks. Let's get you involved as soon as possible. And that was clearly the game plan, and the Raiders really couldn't do anything about it. But now it's like, hey, let's see Hollywood Brown. Let's see Xavier Worthy. Who knows? This could be another Tyquan Thornton game because if you're focusing on the main three guys, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, you know, Rashee Rice, then Tyquan Thornton can beat you over the top. We've seen that a couple times. The best part is that this should help Travis Kelce manage his body for the rest of the season so that he's ready to go in January. He does not have to have the burden that he did in 2023 or even at portions of last season because of all the injuries at receivers. So just spread the ball around. And, hey, when you get into the red zone, find your matchups like they did in, against the Raiders, and then hopefully you execute to a high level. And you keep this trend up, and this is wild, guys. Despite them kind of not beating anyone of real significance, which I know we talked about earlier, and despite no one in the league really knowing who's good and who's, like, actually, like, great, the Chiefs have scored on over half their possessions.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Nate, I think it's funny when they say everybody's going to eat, right? You say that when you go to your family's house on Thanksgiving, but somebody always eats first, right? Whether it's Gramps, whether it's Unc, whether it's, you know, Mom, yep, whoever it is, someone eats first. I think that's what it is with the Kansas City Chiefs. Everybody does eat, but somebody eats more, and it's going to be Rashee Rice. I think moving forward, we saw 10 targets in his first game back. Now, 42 yards or whatever it was receiving, but still 10 targets in that game. And you have guys like Rashard Smith who were second in targets in that game with five. Right. So I do think everybody eats, but I think it's still okay to say that one guy will eat more and that guy will be Rashee Rice, because moving forward, I saw fantasy rankings. They have him as like the third best play at wide receiver moving forward the rest of the year.
You wow. got Phillips texting you for information.
Yeah. And so, wow. so you got to think like, yes, I understand the EGE, right? But there's still right. one guy that eats more than everybody else.
That's it. Hey, if that is indeed the case, which is definitely a possibility, the Chiefs need to find out, because this is year three. I don't want to deny that. Like, even though he was injured for most of last season, even though he had his own legal issues that he created, this is year three. They need to find out, truly, is he a true number one receiver, right? So if that's the case over these next 10 games before you get into the postseason, yeah, it would be nice to say, hey, we've given you the increased targets, right? We've given you the most opportunities because we think you are our most talented receiver. So go out there and prove it. And it's not like Rashee doesn't have incentives to like play well. Because of his own legal troubles, because he is eligible to, you know, sign a contract extension next offseason, it would behoove him to ball out like every week, right? Hey, last week is 2 touchdowns. Hey, maybe this week we need like 80 yards. And again, for you to have 8 or 9 targets and to make the most of those, given how talented your quarterback is. So that definitely makes sense. But I also know too that, you know, the Buffalo Bills might say, Rashee Rice will not beat us. And it's like, great. Well, we have a surplus of options. Mm-hmm. And so how you manage the egos, how you manage the sharing of the ball. I know Andy Reid says, hey, there's only one ball. But ultimately, you got the best quarterback. So it's about winning. It's about improving. And so for Rashee Rice, it would be nice if he had over the next 10 games. Again, if we believe the Chiefs will need to play week 18, which is kind of tricky, if he has 10 games left, you would love for him to have 800 yards and, you know, a multitude of touchdowns and highlights and just, you know, no, like make it undeniable that you are a number one receiver. And so that the Chiefs can, you know, sort of secure your services for the duration of your prime. Because it's not like you don't need the money based on some of the legal trouble that you put yourself in.
And also, too, they have him doing things, but they're also, you know, moving the ball at an alarming rate. They're converting on fourth downs. They're not wasting time with field goals at this point because, well, they can't. They're not punting. Other teams are doing that as well. We see a lot of going for it on fourth downs. Why are the Chiefs so successful at this?
Guys, this is the first time we could actually say that Andy Reid is no longer a conservatist, a traditionalist. He's actually pushing the right buttons when it comes to his offense because of what you said earlier, Bob. Like, okay, Harrison Butker's not an automatic guy when you get to 45 yards and out. So you should go for it. You have the most talented quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And the secret sauce, and I wrote about this on ESPN.com, is, man, his role is his role. No one could argue that Kareem Hunt isn't doing his job when it's 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, 4th and 2. Moving the pile forward, finding the vision to find the cracks or the running lanes in the offensive line. Of course, everybody remembers Patrick's theatrics and his acting ability against the Raiders, but he still has to hand the ball off to Kareem Hunt. And Kareem Hunt gets 3 yards on that play because it's really hard to not only hit him behind the line of scrimmage, but to have him go backwards for negative yards. So once you combine the idea that, like, hey, this is your role, you know, you're not the most, you know, this is not like what it was when he was a rookie in 2017, but the way you can help the team win the most is we hand you the ball in short yardage situations, and he has converted on everything but one right now. So the Chiefs lead the league in terms of fourth down success rate based on the amount of attempts they've actually put together. And think about it from this standpoint. You convert a fourth down, you control the ball, you control the tempo, you give the defense an additional, you know, couple minutes to rest. And we've seen what that has done over the last 2 weeks. Like, once the offense takes the lead and they can sort of squeeze things out, and you have Mahomes who can roll right, we can do sprint action, we can do option reads, we can do all these sort of things on fourth down, it actually helps the defense because the defense only played 30 snaps last week.
That's amazing.
The offense
yeah.
is like, yeah, we'll just keep converting, you know? And that is, you know, I don't know if it's exactly the formula because, again, these things might change over the course of the next, you know, however many weeks. But as of right now, they are the best offense on fourth down because Kareem Hunt doesn't go backwards and Patrick Mahomes has the ability to use his legs. He has plenty of options to throw the ball. And even when he's been forced to scramble, he'll still make something remarkable happen, even when he's in a disadvantaged position, right? So the Chiefs should still go for it on fourth down. I think the Chiefs have finally gotten to Andy Reid, whether it's the analytics department, whether it's Patrick Mahomes, whether it's, you know, the whole, you know, offensive unit. But he's actually doing the right thing now, and that means going for it on your own 40-yard line with just a 7-point lead. Because you know why? That's the right call because your offense is the best part of your team and you have multiple ways of getting that first down, even though it's fourth down.
Nate, we appreciate the work. Stay glued to your phone today for many, many reasons. We appreciate the time and we'll talk to you next Thursday and I'll see you Monday night.
All right, man.
That's Nate Taylor there, ESPN.
18 minutes away.
Chiefs. That's right. 18 minutes away. By the way, the news today, Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups has been charged in an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia. Law enforcement sources have told ABC News Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier was also arrested in a separate but related betting case. We dive into more of what the news is of the day here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Diving right back into it, about 12 minutes away from the FBI having a news conference with Cash Patel. Who will hold that at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Central. Shams wrote an article. It's on ESPN. This is where I think the red flag is, and I'll read what he had to say here. Because under investigation is Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, and a Cleveland Cavaliers player and assistant coach, Damon Jones.
All been arrested.
That's right. Chauncey was arrested in Portland, Oregon. Rozier was arrested in Orlando. And Damon Jones arrested Thursday on charges as well, who played in the NBA over an 11-year career and from 98 to 2000 and was on the Cavaliers coaching staff from 16 to 18. Again, we told you about the press conference, and this is where Shams writes where the red flag happened. Sportsbooks in multiple states flag suspicious betting interest on Rozier statistics ahead of a Charlotte Hornets-New Orleans Pelican game on March 23, 2023. An unexpected surge of bets, including 30 wagers in 46 minutes from a professional bettor totaling $13,759, came in on the under on Rozier points, rebounds, and assists, causing sportsbooks to halt betting on the veteran guard. Rozier then with the Hornets played just 10 minutes before leaving the game, citing a foot injury. What a wild day.
There's an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond where they call, you know what, the foot.
Mm-hmm. And again, this goes back to the report that we read earlier where Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups has been charged in illegal poker operations tied to the mafia. Law enforcement sources have told ABC News Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier was also arrested in a separate but related betting case. This is flames upon flames upon flames. There is no smoke. There is all fire.
Right. It is all fire at this point in time. And, you know, you had asked earlier, and I think every kind of conversation that we could have is a fair conversation because we have not seen quite anything like this before, is that what's going to happen to the rest of this NBA season? I'm just looking at a picture of you know, all the stuff that's going on right now that people have superimposed, you know, the Sopranos in and whatnot. There's a lot here. You know, the illegal poker ring obviously has been discovered, allegedly. And then they're all sitting around the table, I'm sure, allegedly giving each other tips about what's going on. The idiots that are, though, going to these sports book apps and wagering 35 times in 47 minutes on the same thing with big amounts, you're a dumbass. Like, you're about as dumb as they come. And criminals are very smart until they get caught, and then they become stupid. Like, the people who robbed the Louvre the other day, right? In 7 minutes, they were in and out with all the diamonds right in front of people. Nobody even knew what was going on. Those people will get caught. Either they've already had them sold, all the gems and stuff sold, but the time they try to sell them, they're going to get busted and get caught. Eventually, they do get caught. Criminals eventually do get caught because they end up pushing it too much and they get too greedy. That's where people end up getting caught. You don't get caught taking one cookie out of the cookie jar.
Mm-hmm.
But you know when you get caught, the whole cookie jar is gone and your mom's going, "Where's all the cookies, Bobby? I don't know. I ate them when you were gone because I wanted them." Yeah, you can't do that. You're going to get busted. 37 high wager bets in like 47 minutes on the same thing? How effing dumb are you?
He's horrible.
Like, you can have the best tip in the world. Don't do that.
Yeah, like, I'm not a perfect person. I'll admit a story. I found the answers to a test freshman year for a biology test. When I found them, I got with five of my closest friends, and I said, "Guys, here it is, right? Mm-hmm. Here's the test. Here's the deal. Do not get an A. Nobody get an A, let alone, how dare you, none of you get a perfect score. Two of the five, perfect score."
See, yeah, you can't do that.
And it ruined the whole thing. Now, I was wrong in the first part. Maybe do better hiding your stuff, but it wasn't like it was like in files and stuff. It just was on the corner of a table on like the front of the classroom. Pulled it right up. I was like, okay, took the test. I got like an 87. Another buddy got like an 88. Another guy got an 84.
And then two outliers.
Two guys got 100, 100. And what did the teacher do? Red flag.
Yeah.
The only two kids that got 100% on the test are two kids that are sitting with D's in the class.
Tomorrow
we're going to take the test again, but in a different form. And guess what? What did those two kids get? Not 100.
Yeah,
not 100.
What did you get?
What did I get? Like a C.
Yeah.
So I was good. I knew where to go. I knew what it was, but I want to make sure I get a B so I can protect my grade. Again, horrible person for doing that. I was 15. But again,
also 15 at that point in time. You knew it was bad, but you were still 15 at that point in time. These are adults.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you make all those bets and a quick, because this was a story that happened in, I believe, close to Lee Summit. In Lee Summit, there was a man who had a fighting ring for the USC.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, in Lee Summit. Yeah,
it's very similar.
Thing not there anymore? They tried to.
I think it's there, but he had to sell everything. Right, he got blacklisted from the UFC. Basically, what had happened?
Going there one time for something.
And basically, what had happened was there was a up and coming fighter, or been a fighter for a while. Lived in Lee Summit, had a fighting, all that. And what had happened and how they got caught was the sports book saw there was leaning towards certain time of like lasting around or how they would finish around when they get knocked out. So essentially, like the old 80s boxing, it's all rigged. Like, the guy takes the fall in the fourth round, bet the money on it, and then we collect, right? So then what was happening was they were noticing the book at like 30 minutes before the fight, a huge shift in betting and certain ways of betting. Well,
that's a red flag, you idiots.
And so this is what happens in this gambling thing with Rozier. All of a sudden, what was it? What we said, 36 bets in 47 minutes. They're going, that's not normal.
But this is where people will say, and I think they're right about it, this is why we've legalized gambling, so we can catch stuff like this. Because when you see stuff like this, Dusty, imagine what was going on before that nobody knew about, that was going on behind the scenes where you didn't have everybody on their phone making these wagers. That's why you can't be stupid about this kind of stuff. You got a great tip, make one bet and walk away. Like, these books know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's electronic. This isn't you just randomly showing up to a casino, and they'll catch you that way too. But like, you can't be stupid with this kind of stuff, man. You're ruining it for everybody else. But having the legalized gambling may have led us down this alley of catching these people who may or may not have been doing stuff with professional sports. We'll know more in about 5 minutes.
No doubt about it. But yeah, that was where they got the red flag. There were props bet on the under, and then he goes out with 10 minutes in the game with a foot injury. Because what's the one thing that you always see, Mac, when we gamble on DraftKings or FanDuel? Player must, you know, for baseball, player must have one official at-bat in the game in order, otherwise it's voided.
Yeah.
Well, you play 10 minutes, I'm out. Foot hurts. All right. Well, under points, under assists, under Cashes. Rebounds. Boom. You're done. Like, how many times? And this has happened. Unfortunately, I know this happens a lot. You bet an under on receiving yards. And all of a sudden, A.J. Brown goes out with a hamstring injury, and you're going, well, he's not coming back. I just hit that.
Yep, that's a hit.
Now, all of a sudden, it's like, is that guy really hurt? Is my mind going there now? Like, is this what this is beginning to do?
So I'm also, though, I'm not going to take the bait of this is why we should not have sports gambling, because that's not the reason at all. That's low-hanging fruit when people start to go after this. I will say this is the reason we should have sports gambling, because we're shutting these people down that are doing things that they don't need to be doing. If it was behind the scenes, we don't catch this kind of stuff. But because idiots are out there wagering on this kind of stuff legally, we can see what the trends are, and we can put red flags up, and we can start investigating people and knock this stuff off. So I think it's good that we do have the gambling out there, because we can catch these people doing this stuff.
And like I had mentioned, coming up in about 15 minutes, Alex Cole will join us for Golden Locks. Can't make that up. And also how I said Binkley and Gold are hosting together and how it'll be football and all this. This is Binkley's tweet 13 minutes ago. Team's only 4-14 against the Chiefs on fourth down and 25.
He's got to figure
28.6%. 2022, 20-35. 2023, 13-28. 2024, 13-23.
I don't know what any of that means, and he's telling Alex that right now in the back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is a really interesting good stat, but it is not the time. It is not the time. Yeah. It is not the time.
Basically. That's really good stuff. Let's save that for Friday.
Read the room.
Yeah, let me tell you something about Terry Rozier. You know his dad. Oh, my God.
Is he related to Mike Rozier?
I don't know. He Beakley's here.
God.
We'll continue this on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.